prospers through all phases of your cycle. SEMCOR can give you the tools to chart your way through your cycle so it seems like a safe space rather than the outer reaches of the galaxy. Our prime directive is to educate women about their bodies so they can have peace and a long life. To that end, we're recruiting volunteers for a menstrual cycle and ovulation study involving a personal log and urine samples, all completed in the privacy of your own quarters. Participants must be between the ages of 20 and 40, have menstruated in the last 3 months, and not be taking any hormonal medications such as birth control pills. Resistance is futile. Set your coordinates to www.semcor.ubc.ca or call 604-875-5960. We're the Center for Menstrual Cycle and Ovulation Research.
I gotta go. I gotta go.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. It's good to have you. Welcome back. We are at our new time slot, 5:30 on Mondays. We've been running for the past 2 years for the same time slot. Every Tuesday at 3 p.m., we've now moved to 5:30 on Monday. One of the major reasons we did that is because, on average, most people have heart attacks on Monday morning. Why? Because they hate their job. So we figured, why not cure heart attacks? Now, don't go and have yourself that heart attack on Monday morning. Wait till after you hear the show. And then I'm convinced that once you hear the show, you're no longer going to want to have a heart attack over your career. Now, of course, heart attacks are caused by many things, but we know that career stress Monday morning, there's a lot of studies that have been done. Do not die Monday morning because of your career. Wait till 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Go online, www.citr.ca, and listen to Career Fast Track. I'm your host, Philip DeRoche, specifically brought to you here to help you do only two things. Figure out what you want to do with your life and get it. That's it. And the foundation for everything I say on this air falls within a six-step career management model. And last week I covered steps 1 through 3. Step 1 was your passions. How do you move forward if you don't know what you're passionate about? And the number one benefit of identifying your passion is you gain motivation. Step 2, I call it the market match. Here you are, all excited about your life and your career. But where do you apply that passion? It's like a motor running in the middle of the air with no car. You need the car. The car is called the market match. You go out into the industry and you research how you can fit your passion to the market. But that's not good enough. You understand who you are. You then understand the market. But then what most people forget is that at that point, you have to make a decision. And many times when I meet someone, I'll actually know and identify whether they're stuck at not identifying their passion, stuck at not having done enough research, or stuck at making a decision. Where do you fall in those first three steps? That was last week. If you missed the show, go to online, www.citr.ca. We've podcasted our shows. Also, if you want to be in touch with us, we have new ways of reaching out to you. Every Monday in 24 hours newspaper, we have a column. Check it out, called Career Fast Track. Also, first time ever revealing, if you want to be in touch with us on the air, if you want to ask us questions, if you want to stay current in your career, you must join our Facebook group, Career Columnist. It's called Career Columnist under Facebook. Join the group. It's a group that I've started. In it, you will find the links to all the podcasts, video of me giving information on career tips. The most recent one was the only three things an employer wants to know about you before they hire you. That's a great one. You'll have to check it out. I also, every night for 10 minutes, respond to your emailed questions. I'm getting lots of them. This is an opportunity for you to address your major issues. And if you wish, mention in Facebook and I will address it on the air. The column is also based on your questions. I receive questions from readers and I respond to them. So this is just ways of us reaching out to you. Okay, here we go. Before I move into steps 4, 5, and 6 for today's show, I want to mention a few things. And by the way, 4, 5, and 6 are the grand finale of the 6-step career management model. The beauty of it is that it does two things, and it's only two things. Number one is it builds hope in your life. And number two is it provides a next step. I figured out that in general, people come to me with two questions. I don't know what I want, or I know what I want and I don't know how to get it. Those are the two questions. And the solution to those two questions are building hope and providing you a next step. And so this is why the model was developed. It was developed to build hope and provide you a next step. I want to share with you at the beginning of every show, I share a quote of the week with you. And this is a quote, not necessarily a quote, but a piece of information. I've discovered that you can read a book every single day of your life. In fact, a good tip I once received was read for 30 minutes, and that will give you enough information to stay current in your industry, 30 minutes a day. You could read all day, however, and still not be successful in your life. And you ask yourself, what's wrong? Well, I figured out there are two issues that majorly impact your ability to be successful on the job. Number one is you hate yourself. Number one is you absolutely hate yourself. You are your worst enemy. You beat yourself up. It's impossible to progress in your career if you hate yourself. So this is the yes or no question. Do you hate yourself? If you hate yourself, you must read this book. It's called, it's by Louise Hay. And it's You Can Heal Your Life. It's a fantastic book. While you're reading it, you're kind of looking over your shoulder saying, is anyone watching me read this thing? It's full of hearts and love. But let me tell you, it's like having a love bath. It's like having 30 partners coming over to you saying, I love you. I love you the best. I love you. It's like a rejuvenation of your entire life. It's a phenomenal book. The other is emotional intelligence. Google emotional intelligence or read the book Emotional Intelligence and figure out if you are weak in that area. Emotional intelligence and self-love are the two greatest weaknesses I see in people, preventing them from having two things. And this is what I figured out, the only two things people want in their career. They want to be happy and they want to be rich. Now, I understand you don't want to be rich. You might say, no, I don't need $1 million a year. All I need is $150,000 a year. Well, in comparison to some people, that is rich. So my presumption is, and the only reason I have this show is to help you be happy and rich. I want you to have both. That's the premise of the show. So just remember that. If those two areas are affecting you, go out and research, address that issue. A success story. I want to tell you that often I have someone come to me and saying, well, this is my problem. And the solution to the problem is the next step in the career decision-making model. So as I share with you steps 4, 5, and 6 today, what I would like you to do is I'd like you to think and ask yourself, where am I in this process? And once you do that, I will then share the next step required for you to go to the next level, which is phenomenal, really exciting. So just remember that. So let me ask you this. I covered so far steps 1, 2, 3. Number one is, what are you passionate about? And you might ask yourself, well, I don't know what I'm passionate about. And if you don't know what you're passionate about, then you're at step one. If you're really excited about something, like you love music, for example, but you don't know what you can do with it, that means you're at step two, which means market match. How can you use your music skills in the industry? Well, it might be obvious, sing. Well, there's a huge music industry that you could actually work for a record producer or a music producer, and then they can actually, behind the scenes, there's the accounting department, there's the finance department, there's promotions. So if you're an accountant, you want to work in the finance department of a music production company, that's a phenomenal combination. And while I'm sharing this with you, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to give us a call and mention where you are in this break, where you are in this process, steps 1 through 3, if you identify yourself. The number here is 604-822-2487. 2487, that's CITR. Yeah, I got that right. 604-822-2487. That's the number to give us a call. If you are in step one and you don't know what you're passionate about, you're at step one. If you know what you're passionate about, but you don't know what you can do with it, you've got all this energy and it's bursting at the seams, you're at market match, which is step two. And step three, you just can't make a decision. You are extremely indecisive. If you're that kind of person, extremely indecisive, give us a call. Share with us what is making you so indecisive, and we can help you move through that, because I have some models and some techniques to help you move through your indecision. 604-822-2487 is the number to call. We're about to go to break. During the break, give us a call. We'll team you up for after our 42-second break. During the break, I'd also like you to check out CITR.ca, see our podcast shows. Also, 24hours.ca, today's article on Career Fast Track. Also, join the Facebook group, Career Columnists, if you want to stay current in your career. We'll be back, as I promised, actually 43 seconds. Back in a moment.
Interested in NGOs or the nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
I got a job.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I just realized for the past 15 minutes that I've been talking to myself in the studio, and that is breaking my heart because the kind of information that I share just makes me want to cry. I'm crying right now. I have to apologize for having not revealed to you what I just said. The damn button wasn't pressed. I've just pressed it, and I'm now going to summarize in 15 minutes what I just said. I'm going to summarize a 30-minute show in 15 minutes. Here we go. I covered last week steps 1, 2, and 3, your passions, the market match, and step 3 was making a decision in your life. We are back. This is Career Fast Track. We've always been on at Tuesdays at 3 p.m. We've changed to Mondays at 5:30. Why? Because everyone has a heart attack because they hate their career on Mondays. So we figured, why don't we have your show on 5:30? So instead of having a heart attack in the morning, wait till 5:30, listen to the show, and I assure you it will prevent your heart attack. So this show is all about preventing heart attacks regarding career. That's a good one. And the only premise of the show is also to do this, help you identify what it is you love to do and get it. Because I only get two questions. What do I love and how do I get it? And in last week's show, we revealed the first three steps of the career decision-making model and the career management model, which was 1, identify your passions. So here's the deal. I'm going to reveal to you right now these first three steps we covered last week. If you didn't hear the show, go to CITR.ca. Click on podcasts, and there's 33 current shows there. Really phenomenal shows, great guests as well. You have to check it out. And the title will tell it all. If you like the title, click on it. That's how it simply can be. Also, for the very first time, we're revealing and we're saying on the air that you can join our Facebook group, never been done before, called Career Columnist. If you want to have answers to your everyday questions by email, go and join my Facebook group, Career Columnist. On it, you'll also have links to the podcast and CITR shows. You'll also get a video. I recently put up a video on the only three things an employer needs to know about you before hiring you. Why waste your breath? Just say these three things and you'll do really well. Step 1 was identify your passions. Step 2 is identify the market. And step 3 is make a decision. If you currently don't know what you're passionate about, you're at step 1. If you don't know what's out there in the market, but you're passionate, you're at step 2. If you're passionate, you know what's out there, but you can't decide, you're indecisive, you're at step 3. What I want you to do now is just identify where you are in those three steps. Our number here is 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487 out in the West Coast. Give us a call and tell us where you are in terms of the process, in terms of the first three steps. But before I do that, next I'm going to share with you steps 4, 5, and 6. All right, here we go. But before I do that, I want to mention something to you. This is so impressive when I learned this. There are two things that are holding you back in terms of being rich and happy. And I'm going to be very straight with you. The only premise of this show is to ensure that you're rich and happy. Now, you might say, I don't want to be rich. Well, I figured out most people want to be happy. But some people will admit that they don't want to be rich. But what I would like to say is life, why can't we have a life of abundance? So a happy life and rich. Now, I know that if you put all your eggs in one basket, which is your career, you will not be happy. You need great family. You need great friends. You need a spiritual life. You need to be healthy physically and mentally. I got that. So this is one of the components, your career. And my commitment is from a career point of view is you're happy and you're rich, why not? Raise your hand and say, I want to be happy and I want to be rich. Shout it out. Be in the car. Be in the house. I want to be happy. I want to be rich. That's the only premise. I want to be happy. I want to be rich. I want to be happy. I want to be rich. What is so wrong with that? And the number one reason that doesn't happen in most people's lives is because they don't like themselves. That's right. You're not your best friend. If I were to come up to you and say, who's your best friend? You might say someone else. From now on, I suggest you say, I'm my best friend. Love yourself. If you hate yourself, you won't be rich and happy. If you want to love yourself, read this book. You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. The number two issue that is holding most people back in their careers is their emotional intelligence. You are an emotional wreck. Read the book, Emotional Intelligence. Identify where you're weak and then take courses to improve your emotional intelligence. You can read a book every day for the rest of your life and you'll still be unhappy and poor. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But if you want wealth and success, your emotional intelligence is fundamental. So the first one is about shame and spiritual connection and loving yourself. And the other is your emotional intelligence. You must have both to move forward in your career. 604-822-2487 is the number here. Step four is your resume, your cover letter, your interview, and your portfolio. Once you identify what you're passionate about, once you know what's out in the market, once you make a decision, you then need your marketing package, and that is step four. Without a good resume, without a good cover letter, without a good interviews, without a portfolio, you are toast. But let me share a few things you probably don't know about these issues. If you modify your resume according to the Harvard standard, you have a 300% increase chance of getting called just by sending in your resume. So I say, why not reduce your career stress? Make it easy for you. How do you do it? Google Harvard resume. Copy it. I swear, do it. Please do it. Whether it's a one-page resume or two-page resume, just do it. You must do it. When you do that, you'll have a 300% increase. So here's for example. If you were to get one call, you would then get three calls. Not a bad deal. Make it easy on your life. Then post it on Monster.com. Monster.com, for some reason, has a way of calling you. I've received phone calls from people just because I posted my resume and I didn't even apply to a job. I just put it on their system and they have this wicked spider technology that finds your resume and call you. But it must be a Harvard sample. Harvard sampled, Monster.com. Do nothing. Sit back and watch TV and land your dream job. Why not? Why does life have to be so difficult? Just do it. Your cover letter. There's only three things your cover letter has to include. You got to say you have the skill, you love the skill, and you love the firms. Write this down for goodness sake. No one does this. I don't understand. You have the skill. You prove that with experience. You say you like the skill. Say, I enjoy this stuff. Just say, how do you show you like someone? You say, I like you or I love you, baby. And third, you got to say you like the firm. How do you prove you like the firm? It's called primary research. Say you talk to someone, do some research with people. And when you do that, your cover letter will shine. Interview skills, call it the magic three. If you don't know your magic three, you are wasting your time. By the way, most people overprepare in interviews. How do you overprepare? Because you try to answer the 101 questions that are in the book, 101 Answers to 101 Interview Questions. It's too much work. I don't like making life so difficult. Just do the magic three, for goodness sakes. What are your top three skills? Then identify an example in your past where you demonstrated those top three skills. And this is what happens. When you do that, you can use those only three examples to answer the 101 interview questions you're going to get. You might say, how's that possible? Well, if one of your greatest strengths is teamwork, well, in teamwork, you have people, you have deadlines, you have initiatives, you have ideas, you have conflict, you have everything. So in one example where you're demonstrating teamwork, for example, you had initiative, you had solving problems, you had reaching deadlines, you had planning, you had implementation, all those wonderful skills. So just one example, but infiltrated at different points during your conversation in the interview. It's really good stuff. That's the magic three. That's interview. And most people don't have this. Your portfolio. Buy a black binder. In the black binder, put plastic inserts. In the inserts, put pieces of paper. Those pieces of paper must be your resume, samples of your work, emails of compliments. You must have, if you don't have this yet, it's great. Put a folder in your email box that's called compliments. And whenever someone sends you a compliment, put it in your compliment and then print it and put it in your portfolio. And then when you're interviewing and they say, how did you do in your last job? You can give an example of how you did. And you can say, here's 15 emails supporting my superior performance on the job. They're like, wow. Show and tell, baby. It's all over again. Show and tell. Back to basics. Let's go back to basics. That's what it's all about when it comes to finding work you love. That is your marketing package. So far, last week we covered step 1, 2, and 3. Now we're covering step 4, which is your marketing package. If you need help with any of those or you're stuck in any of those, give us a call. 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. Or join our Facebook group, Career Columnist. And in it, you will have a 10-minute answer period, 32, now 33 podcasted radio shows, a video, and hot links. Check it out. Also, Mondays and 24 hours newspaper, you can see and hear our column. Read it. It's cutting edge. We'll be back in about 52 seconds, after which I will reveal to you step 6. And before that, of course, you might be saying, well, what is step 5? We'll cover that one too. Back in a moment.
Hi, everyone. We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy.
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com. Or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety. Or you can even join our Facebook group.
I got a job.
We're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. Wonderful podcasting shows. We've currently got 33 podcast shows up there. Some examples, killer careers, careers that are actually killing you. Also, you're landing your dream job through your belly. That's right. There's a way to actually eat to maximize your opportunity to land your dream job. So lots of fun stuff. Lots of interviews with CEOs, with HR managers telling you exactly what firms are looking for. So check them out. They're great. Before the break, we were talking about the first 4 steps in the career management model. We're down to our last 2. What is number 5? We've got 5 minutes left on the show. I'll attempt to cover both. Number 5, act. Number 5, act. But here's the deal. You can't act unless you have step 1, 2, 3, and 4, because step 1 is about motivation. Step 2 is about focus. Step 3 is about urgency. And if you don't have motivation, focus, and urgency, and your marketing package, the tools, you're not going to act. And acting is actually reaching out into the market. So I'm going to give you a challenge. I call it the manager challenge. Call 3 managers, anyone you want, in any industry. Typically, the word manager is beside them. If you want accounting manager or movie production manager or television producer, even producer is fine. You can even do a finance director, which is director is fine. You can ask for the IT manager. Anyone at the management director level is fine. Call them up and say this. Hi, my name is Billy Bob. I have experience in this. I have experience, let's say, in television production. And the purpose of my call is to arrange a 10 or 15 minute meeting to tap into your expertise and get a better understanding of the industry. Would Monday work for you or Friday be more convenient? You give them an alternative choice. That is a brilliant way of acting. When I say act, it's move. My commitment for you is not to produce results. It's to get into action. When you get into action, the results are almost automatic. So do the manager challenge. Call 3 people and ask to book an information meeting and say, hi, my name is this. I may either, if you're a business student or you're a poli-sci student, Just say that. And the purpose of my call, or you can say, and I have 3 years experience in IT, or you want to change your industry. You say, I have 5 years experience in the Army and you want to get into information technology. You say, I have 5 years in the Canadian Army. And say, the purpose of my call is to arrange a 10 or 15 minute meeting to tap in your expertise and get a better understanding of the industry. Works really well. So many people want to meet you because of that. You have a very high success rate. On average, 10 phone calls will produce 4 people you'll talk to. And out of those 4, on average, you can book as high as 2 to 3 interviews. So raise your hand if you'd like 2 to 3 information interviews with anyone you want in any industry. And that crosses borders as well. You can go down to the United States, over throughout Canada. He's even worked in London, Australia, Tokyo, all over China. It's worked everywhere. France, give it a shot. You'll be pleased with the results. And that is ACT. The key component to getting to action is the 1-3-20 technique, and I'll say it quickly. Do the 1-3-20 technique for 3 weeks once a week. Number one stands for a networking event. Go to one networking event for 3 weeks. When you go to the networking event, have your pitch, and this is your pitch. Hi, my name is this. I have experience in this. I'd like to do work in this. Do you have any suggestions for people to talk to or places to look? I'm saying it fast. You must be taking notes. The three is apply to 3 job postings every single week. But don't bother if your resume isn't the Harvard standard. And number the 20 is the 20 phone calls a week for 3 weeks. That's 60 phone calls. 3 minutes a call, that's 3 hours of work. In 3 hours of work, here's the deal. You will book, on average, 5.9 interviews. I tracked this for 18 months, study with 355 people. Phenomenal success. If you want to take full control, do the 1-3-20. When you do that, you'll see some exciting results in your life. Now, are you ready to do it? So my question to you right now is, are you up for the challenge of doing the 1-3-20 technique? So you might say to yourself, well, the 1 is okay, the number 3 is okay, but 20, that's really reaching out there. So here are the statistics for those of you who like stats. You have a 40% chance of finding work you love just by doing the 3. And you have a 60% chance of finding work you love by doing the 1 and the 20. So here's the deal. If you want to have a low-stress job search, do the 3 job postings a week based on the Harvard standard. If you don't know anyone who can help you get the Harvard standard, you have to reach out. Find out who can help you. And the 1 and the 20 is also the components where you want to take it to the other side of the pyramid, which is the balance, the 60%. And that is the networking once a week and the calling, 20 phone calls a week. And that's only for 3 weeks. And here are the stats. If you do that for 3 weeks, your chances of finding work you love in 12 weeks or less is about 70 to 72%. That's not bad. Whenever I tell that to someone, they say, I could do that. I could give that a try in my life. So I'm challenging you to do the 1-3-20 technique if you want to find work you love in less than 12 weeks. Here's the facts. You might say, well, I don't know what I want. That's where you're at passions. If you're at passions and you don't know your passions, join my Facebook group, Career Columnist. In it, I have the steps outlined. And at step 1, passions, I have links to websites that will help you identify your passions, which is really, really fun, including the passion puzzle. You'll want to check that one out. Okay, we don't have time to get to number 6. We're now going to be moving on to our next show. One of the opportunities I want to leave with you is this. Remember that actions are all that matter. Results don't count. When you get into action, results are automatic. And when you do that, you see results far beyond your expectations. And so I'm going to leave with you with a few thoughts, and that is to remember to always put yourself first, to always, always love yourself, and remember life is a two-way street. It's not all about giving, and it's not all about taking. If you're taking too much, give. If you're giving too much, you got to take. Fundamental parts and success in finding work you love. Career Columnist is our Facebook group. 24 Hours newspaper every Monday is our column. Check us out. We love to have you. It's great to be with you today. Have a great rest of your day. Bye for now.
Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun. and helping kids. It's a